the gathering included the display of a chunk of rubble from the 9/11 site, which will go to a permanent home at Fort Douglas, a visit from an M551 Sheridan tank, taped music and patriotic remarks, and a live bagpipe. County Council Member Kim Carson welcomed the crowd.
"We've come together to honor loved ones and friends that have lost their lives in service to our country. Perhaps you are here to honor others that have inspired you, maybe in the past year or a century ago. While we mourn their passing and our personal loss, let's take this day to celebrate their lives and be grateful for all they were and for all that they gave. We are also celebrating today the dedication of and the sacrifices made by all of our Summit County veterans. Today, my thoughts are with Burr Ferguson, a Park City High School graduate and Marine helicopter pilot, currently serving in Afghanistan. Burr hopes to make it home later this summer in time for the arrival of his first child."
As God Bless America played, the red, white, and blue bunting was removed from the new monument, which is set amid the flags on the west side of the county courthouse. The stone from the county was provided by Geary Construction. The new monument was spearheaded by county historian Navi Vernon.
"I felt like we don't have enough visuals outside in Summit County, and that's why. And because I just love the veterans. Freedom is not free, and that's what it's all about."
The design of the stone and the plaque was done by Eric Blonquist, who talked to reporters after the unveiling.
"And I've always had a patriotic side to me because my grandfather was a submariner in World War I. It's so hard to express to put your feelings down into your work, so I don't really put too much thought into that. I find out it just comes out on its own. I'm very happy with it, but I'm always happy with my work, but you never know how it's going to be received by the people. I'm overjoyed that it's got the reception it has."
Monument designer Eric Blonquist, who said he was a little surprised to learn the county didn't have a monument already. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.